Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 12 days ago, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the import tariffs imposed last April by President Trump to be null and void. The court did not nullify tariffs as such. Instead, the court struck down Trump's tariffs because he had not gone through Congress for their enactment or used one of the other legal routes to do so. At the time, President Trump declared that the tariffs imposed on this executive order would be paid by foreign businesses and governments. Now many U.S. businesses, large and small, have filed or are preparing to file lawsuits seeking refunds of as much as $175 billion of these illegally collected taxes. That means that the truth about tariffs has been revealed. That's right, contrary to what President Trump asserted, tariffs were never paid by entities that exported goods to America. Instead, the funds paying these taxes were sent to the government by those who imported the items. That is why it is American businesses now suing for refunds. Last Wednesday, the president claimed that the U.S. trade deficit had decreased by 78% because of the success of tariffs he imposed. While it was true that the monthly trade deficit dropped by that percentage from March last year, the month before Trump announced his tariffs, to last October, the annual trade deficit last year only declined by 0.2% from the year before. It fell from $903.5 billion in 2024 to $901 billion last year. When U.S. tariffs are imposed, foreigners may export fewer goods into this country, but the taxes are added onto the costs of purchasing these goods. Ultimately, it is American consumers who pay the cost of the tariffs through higher prices on what they purchase. What that means is that U.S. tariffs on imports hurt the American consumers. This could be a major reason why the public is concerned about affordability, despite several positive economic indicators. If tariffs were a good idea, why did the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930 turn a local, short-term American depression into the decade-long global Great Depression? Think about it. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.